This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. An airstrike hit a busy market in Ethiopia's northern Tigray village of Togoga Tuesday, killing at least 51 people, according to health workers, who said soldiers blocked medical teams from traveling to the scene. An official with Tigray's health bureau told the Associated Press that more than 100 other people were wounded, more than 50 of them seriously, and at least 33 people were still missing. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because of concerns about retaliation. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November, as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leaders. There are conflicting reports over an incident involving Russian and British naval vessels in the Black Sea. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
Interfax news agency in Russia, quoting its defense ministry, says that a Russian ship fired warning shots at HMS Defender after it crossed into waters claimed by Russia near Crimea and Russia's local Navy headquarters. The incident's even said to have involved a Russian military jet dropping bombs in the path of the British vessel, which left afterwards. But the British government is telling a very different series of events. Its defense ministry says that no warning shots were fired, there was no jet dropping bombs in the ship's path, and says the Russians had given prior warning to ships in the area that it was just doing weapons training that day. HMS Defender was passing through on the way to Georgia, the UK says, and some Russian vessels did shadow it, which is normal.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.